And we welcome you back to The Blitz with Robert Lovell on ESPN Radio 1410, also online, northflatpost.com. The Blitz is presented by Shrake's Body Shop. You want your vehicle to look like it just left the showroom floor. Shrake's Body Shop's team is thorough, professional, and will work hard to get the job done right, taking the dents out of the accidents. That's Shrake's Body Shop, located along Front Street in North Platte. Robert Lovell with you alongside Scott Carlson. And I went with Sharp Dressed Man, mostly because it's no longer considered, when you think of Sharp Dressed Man, I don't think the first thing that comes to most people's mind now is ZZ Top. It's Duck Dynasty, because that's the intro song. I know you don't watch Duck Dynasty, Scott. But I went with Duck Dynasty intro song because we were going to be talking pheasants forever. Now, pheasants, ducks, I know that. But we're going to be talking hunting.
Shooting things.
Is basically what we're going to be talking about. But Marshall Robinson got detained. Not detained. He's not going to prison.
Easy now.
He's not here. He was unable to be here today. And so he just let us know that we're going to do it Wednesday. So we're going to have Marshall Robinson on from the Cody Ringneck's Pheasants Forever on Wednesday. Going to be talking about what they have going on right now. Hunting season, man. It's hunting season. By the way, Scott, I don't know if you've heard. You should have, because you're in the office with all of us. But I don't know if you've heard. We're going to have a trophy contest.
Yeah, I have heard. I have heard
ESPN this. ESPN Radio and the North Platte Post, a trophy contest where hunters can send us pictures of their trophies, okay? And I'm not talking about your plastic trophy that you won in fifth grade, okay? A trophy.
Picture of your rack.
Yeah, send us a picture of your rack, hunting rack, deer or elk. We don't want that to get confused, Scott.
Right.
So yes. Send us a picture of your deer, your elk, a pheasant, your ducks, a line of fish, string of fish, whatever it is, you know, even if it's just one fish.
A string with one.
Just a big fish. What was that? I showed you a picture of a huge carp caught in the reservoir I grew up swimming in.
Sick.
Yeah, disgusting, right? It was a huge carp, though, was it not?
It was.
That's the biggest carp I've seen. I've seen some big carp in that reservoir, but not that big. Anyways, that one probably won't win, that carp, because it's a carp. But send us a picture of your trophy. Now, we're going to get this contest. It's going to go live on October 1st. So we're 2 days away from this contest. But you're going to have to find it on the post. And we've got some great prizes that we're going to be giving away. A couple of them still in the works, so I won't announce what the prizes are. But the way it's going to work is people can go on and vote for which photo, which trophy they think is the best. And that's how you win. It's a fan vote.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing these. Now, one of the pictures we're going to use for an idea is my brother-in-law's elk. It was a big elk, scored about 350. And so we're going to use that as one of the things to promote it. Got to get his permission first, though.
Yeah.
Make sure he's okay with us promoting his elk, using his elk to promote this. But it's just going to give you an idea of what you can send in. So get ready, get your photos. It doesn't matter if it was from this year. It can be from 10 years ago, as far as I'm concerned. But send us your photo of your trophy. Deer, elk, antelope, turkey, whatever it is, send us your photo, trophy shot. Once again, October 1st is when that's going to go live. It'll be ESPN Radio's trophy shot on the North Platte Post is where you'll be able to find that. All right, Scott, we have Coach Sally Falcon coming up here in a few minutes, and then we have MPCC rodeo coach Dustin Elliott coming up at 12:45 also on the Blitz today. So we're going to be talking a lot of college athletics. Let's get to how you did in the college football pickoff over the weekend. I already shared that I did not do very well. I didn't go into each game specifically, but when it came to high school games this last week, I missed on Wallace. It looked like the Wildcats were going to get the win. Hitchcock County scored with about 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and they beat the Wildcats 24-22. I did correctly pick the North Platte Bulldogs game. As I said, I was rooting for the Dogs, but my head said Lincoln East is going to win this game, and they did 35-6. But I'll tell you what, Scott, the Dogs were in that game.
Yeah.
Longer than we expected.
Three quarters. I'm going to go three quarters.
Two and a half,
for the
three
most
quarters.
Part.
They were right in that game. And they just couldn't quite get the offense to go. The defense played a great game. You look at the final yards for Lincoln East, and it shows 390 yards. But the defense was on the field for just way too long, and Lincoln East had a lot of opportunities to build up yards. the offense just couldn't quite get things going. Every once in a while, it looked like, oh, they're going to get moving, they're going to get moving, and then a drop pass. Or, you know, a penalty would negate something, and they just couldn't quite get going.
Yeah.
But it looked like, I mean, we saw some good things out of the North Platte football team on Friday.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to go John Madden on you for a second and say if he hadn't bobbled that ball, they wouldn't have scored. But it's the truth. You have the botch punt there. Lincoln East scores. Otherwise, it would have been 7-3 at halftime, Robert. Yeah. And to me, and obviously, I always think the Dogs have a chance to win. I think any team that shows up on a field anywhere has a chance to win.
There's always a chance.
Or you wouldn't do it. But I was proud of the Dogs hanging in there as long as they did. Lincoln East was huge, Robert. You go up front, 324 pounds, I think, up there. Some big old corn-fed boys. I thought North Platte held on tight. I think by the end of the game, Lincoln East size just was too much. Like you said, the defense for the Bulldogs was on the field a ton, and I think they were just worn down. But great effort by the Dogs. I was happy.
Sophomore kicker Court Steele had all the points, pair of field goals, and he missed by a couple of feet on a 63-yarder.
Yeah, amazing.
I mean, he bombed that kick and just missed by a couple of feet for that 63-yarder. But, Scott, you were 0-for-2 to start off in the high school, correct?
Yeah. I think the final thing on the Dogs that needs to be said is catch the ball.
Catch the ball.
Catch the ball.
2 weeks in a row.
Give your quarterback some love.
Way too many receivers drop passes, and that hurts them.
I'm done.
You missed on Wallace and on North Platte.
I did.
We both got St. Pat's right over Hershey. This one, 50-28 is your final. But 5 fumbles lost by the Hershey Panthers.
Ouch.
And that's gonna cost you. And St. Pat's, from what I was told, scored on all 5 of those turnovers.
Yeah.
That's 35 points, potentially.
Well, and you and I were watching the game. It was pretty close, and then all of a sudden St. Pat's started pulling away. Now we know why.
Yeah.
Too bad.
That was one rivalry game. The other rivalry game, I went with the ranked Brady Eagles, as did you, Scott, and we both missed. You told me earlier on that you were always going to pick Coach Ryan Jones' team, and then you didn't. And Maxwell wins 56-42.
See what happens.
Change things up. So Maxwell beat Brady 56-42. Sutherland over Creek Valley. The Sailors are on in the win column for the first time this year. And with a dominant performance, 60-6.
Wow.
At Creek Valley. Way to go, Sailors. And then Cozad beat Gothenburg in a very close game, 27-24. Gothenburg just 1-4. But every one of their games, they're losing by a field goal or a touchdown. I mean, they're right there close, and they're losing to good teams. I mean, Cozad 4-1, defending champions. 27-24, Haymakers got the win there. In college football, Okie State, we both got right on that one. You were right, UCLA beating Arizona State. I was wrong on that one. Neither of us saw Penn State having a complete defensive collapse, and Christian Hackenberg played a terrible game.
He did.
He's just a sophomore, and sometimes we need to remember that. But
he's an animal, though.
He is good.
He's a beast.
He is going to be an NFL quarterback, and a good one, I think.
Did you watch him go shoulder to shoulder with that linebacker? And I can tell you the linebacker didn't win. It's crazy.
It's like Andrew Luck when he ran at when he would run at Stanford.
That's right.
Some similarities, really, between those two. Now, I'm not saying Hackenberg is as good as Andrew Luck, but
could be, though.
They're both pocket-style passers that, when they run, they can do some damage, literally.
Good size, good feet, really, I mean, for the most part.
So we both missed on Penn State. Michigan, I thought they were going to rebound, and it's clear the Wolverines are just flat-out terrible as the Golden Gophers beat them 30-14. You were right on that one, Scott. Arkansas, Texas A&M, this one was close. Arkansas had the lead for a while before A&M came back and got the win 35-28. We both got that one correct.
And I think after that game, you can say, catch the ball.
Yeah, another one.
Aggies were horrible.
Yeah. You have to catch the ball. As a former receiver, it drives me crazy to see receivers dropping passes. If you can touch it, you can catch it. That's the rule. Doesn't matter if it's a little bit over your head or a little bit low. If you can touch it, you can catch it. Stanford had to score late to beat Washington 20-13. I got that one right. You missed on that one. You were going with the, at the time, undefeated Huskies.
Yeah.
Coach Peterson from Boise State there.
That's right.
Missouri, South Carolina, we both missed on this one. Missouri, the 21-20 win. I don't know how you lose to Indiana, then turn around and win at South Carolina.
Playing up to the competition.
And down to the competition.
Yep.
USC was dominant over Oregon State 35-10. We both got that one right. And then we both picked Nebraska to beat Illinois. 34-14 was my guess. The Huskers win 45-14. I was off by 11 points. How about you?
41-21 was my pick. So
you were off by 11 points.
11.
We both missed by 11. There you go.
About that.
So there was our picks on the college football and high school pickoff contest.